Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, 20 years. Wow. Thanks for being the amazing resource and thought leader that you are to small businesses, entrepreneurs, and growing companies around this planet and intergalactically.
20 years of fabulous shows, incredible guests, fun with you.
20 years of being a small business champion.
Welcome back. 17 to the hour, celebrating, continuing to celebrate our third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. Wouldn't want to do it with anybody else besides our good friend John Deeney. He's been with us for most of those the past two decades, and we're going to do 10 more with him. He's the author of Your Exit Map, also Hunting in a Farmer's World, award-winning, folks. He's an award-winning author. Whatever John says, you need to know. You'll be smarter when you do, and you'll thank me later. We're talking about valuing your business for sale. John, thanks again for being here. We've already talked about some of the delusions people have about how to value their business. We talked in the last segment about different ways of recasting your financial statements to determine that you very well may have more to sell than you think. Not that you don't need to clean things up a little bit, but that recasting is such an important way to look at your business. Now, talk to us about the difference in a profit approach and a cash approach.
Well, cash flow and profits are used interchangeably, and a lot of people think profits are just what you show on your pre-tax line. You know, one of the things I joke about with the accountants is we all keep two sets of books. I mean, if you take five-year depreciation on an asset, it doesn't mean it evaporates into thin air after 5 years. So we all account for things for taxes one way and to run the business another way. So you take those things and you put them in to see what the company is actually generating. Obviously, depreciation really doesn't come out of your cash. Amortization doesn't come out of your cash. You know, taxes are not optional, but it depends upon how you run the company. I don't agree with the people that say, oh, you're going to pay some taxes, run out and buy a new truck at the end of the year. That's foolish.
Because you're not in the 100% tax bracket.
right. But the only thing that's going to pay for your company is cash flow. Anybody who buys your company, whether they're putting out all cash, which is unusual, but they expect a return on investment of a certain percentage, if they're borrowing from a bank, the cash flow from your business is going to pay that loan.
Right.
If they're looking to make a living,
how do they measure cash flow?
Going to pay. Cash flow is those non-cash things. You know, EBITDA, earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation, and amortization. That's the simplest way. Mm-hmm. As I said, in a small business, your cash flow may include other things you're taking out of the company for your own lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
Like we said, a condo that the business uses or a nice car.
Right.
So you put all those things together because if I'm a new buyer coming into your small business – and I don't want to drive a Maserati with a little magnetic sign on the door.
How did you know that's what I had?
Yeah, I know, Jim. I know you're a wild guy. But then, you know, whatever the payment are for that Maserati is cash flow. You know, if I'm not going to have that, then that I can put it in my pocket. I can reinvest it in the business. Or I can pay some taxes on it and list it as profit.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you need to identify those things and peel them out to see what your company is really producing. A lot of people that live heavily out of their companies deliberately show very, very little pre-tax profit on their tax statements.
Right.
But that doesn't mean it's not a good company producing good money.
Right, right. And that's one of the, you know, but that is something that is part of the sobriety that a business owner needs to prepare for when they start thinking about selling their business, isn't it? I mean, they've got to start thinking about how other people would look at are going to look at your business.
Sure, it's the same as anything else.
I can remember talking to people who wanted me to help them sell their business, and I said, okay, show me your numbers, show me your statements, and they didn't have any. And then they wanted to talk to me about all the things they were taking out of the business. I said, you can't sell that. And not only that, don't tell me anymore.
right. No, but you know, cleaning up your financials so that somebody can understand where the money, where the value is,
right,
is the same as when you go to sell your house.
Yep.
I mean, when you go to sell your house,
you
walk out to the street, close your eyes for 30 seconds, turn around, look at the house. And what strikes you? And you go say, oh, that grass is overgrown. I haven't trimmed those bushes. I need to paint the shutters, you know. And it's the same thing when you're preparing your business.
Hey, John, I got to wrap it up, but there's a lot more in here, folks, we need to cover with John. Will you come back soon and help us with it?
Okay, will do.
Thank you. John Deeney, ladies. I need your website, John.
YourExitMap.com. Go there and look at the stuff we have. It really helps a lot of owners.
And don't forget to get the book, folks. It's outstanding. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.